fucking thing sucks!
This is five fucking stars!
Hey there, Cap Kittens. I'm Mike Coffin, and welcome to a spectacular edition of Walking Around with Your Dog. Only one now. But walking around with a dog on a beautiful evening here. I'm actually killing time, waiting for Game of Thrones to start. I'm not even a huge Game of Thrones follower. Like, I never read it or anything. Mostly because I heard about the length. I'm like, fuck you. If I'm reading something that fucking long, it's going to be great literature so I can get credit for it. You try to read 1,000 fucking pages, better be War and Peace, bitch. But anyway, it's nothing to watch. There's nothing to do right now. It's fucking middle of the summer. Dog days of summer, if you will. Right, dog? We're waiting for things to happen. UFC's got, actually got a great show coming up in 2 weeks. I don't know, Game of Thrones is coming back just in time. Also, I look forward to I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime. It's not the greatest show, but I really like it. And I can see potential for it being, you know, a pretty solid, though not, you know, particularly memorable, like, 3-season show. So, yeah, I'm totally killing time here. I got nothing to talk about. I've been just trying to kill about 25 minutes here with a dog. Whatever you're smelling, I don't care. No comics to talk about. Actually, I like to talk about this TV show Preacher. It's back. We're about like 4 or 5 episodes into this season. I think it's fair now to, I guess, talk about it again. I say come back to it, but I'm pretty sure I talked about it before in the first season, which I just didn't. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I thought it was okay. But, and we're kind of like in an age now of being spoiled by screen adaptations of things. And, you know, small screen hasn't been as successful just because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. sucks. Well, then again, in the world of DC, it's been incredibly successful. Whatever. Some of the expectations were raised because I love the comic so much. But I just thought the first season kind of missed its mark. I still think that they're missing things here and there. I don't think that they really understand the Jesse character. He still takes too many shortcuts. He still just seems a little unsure of himself. Whereas the comic, you know, I just think that's one of the great things about the Jesse Custer character is he was steadfast and he wasn't doubting himself and he was right, damn it. And I think that's really important when you look at the comic because the more doubt he would have, the more difficulty you'd have as far as Genesis being, you know, within him. But it's because he's so steadfast and morally clear that it's not, you know, that we as readers can trust him with the power of the Almighty, and he's not just a bad dude. Anyways, given that they've, you know, forced some things here and there, the Cassidy Tulip storyline got moved up about 4 years. But, again, with all that in mind, I feel that season 2, fucking love it. I love it. I think it's fantastic. It seems like they needed to get their feet wet and then hop out of the pool and hit the ground running. Come on, Sam. And they did that. And I feel like the second season, I was like, they got all the world building out of the way in the first season. And maybe I didn't appreciate that as much as I should have. Because I just come so familiar with the characters. Especially some of these books are out now. They're being turned into comics. Again, you know, Preacher's a really good example. Even, you know, Walking Dead also works. Any comic where it's much less of a character property, you know, a Spider-Man, a Superman, or whatever, and, you know, where it's had multiple iterations of the same character, the same story told over and over again, where if I see a movie and they show Batman's origin, honestly, that's kind of the most interesting thing you can do on screen for a lot of characters is their origin. It's pretty much a lot of comic book characters, by definition of the ongoing narrative, serial narrative, they don't have lots of opportunities for sincere character growth. There's only so much growth a character can do before it becomes a parody. You know, the reason we enjoy character growth in stories is because it's still a character's growing, but and growing implies there's a fault, but eventually you keep doing enough stories, either the person becomes perfect and cures all their faults, or they develop a flaw so annoying that you just kind of roll your eyes. And you can see, you know, the best example can be Batman with Joker. You know, there's only so many times when you can tell the story, especially of the Joker, where there's no reason behind anything besides madness and terror. It's not Penguin or Ivy or anybody else where there's a little bit of tragedy. And, you know, you could argue you never kill the person because it's redeemable. You know the Joker is not redeemable. Yeah, one or two times, sure. The world of Batman, he doesn't really get it, or it takes him a little while to figure it out, or he thinks, oh, we can just keep him locked away. But after so many escapes and so many dozens and hundreds of murders, it comes to a point where you just go, Batman, I know what you're getting at, but that doesn't apply in this case. You need to just kill him. This goes well beyond anything any of us have ever taken as a principle. You're not killing him for a short way, you know, is a shortcut. You're doing it because it's truly the right thing. It's wrong to not do it. So anyways, most characters, their origin stories, one of the few times they grow. You see them before, learning, and then becoming the hero. And that's the thing. Story ends, guys become the hero. Then the story ends. Because the hero's story are usually kind of boring. It's more difficult to make that, you know, again, after the first time, it's all the same. Why do you think that first Avengers movie worked so well? It's because that was the creation of the Avengers. It was, okay, we found something. Can they beat this? And when they could, you go, okay, great. And now but in the process, they became who they are. And so now the only story is, can our heroes beat bad guys? There's nothing, can they become heroes? There's no more becoming. They are. You've seen what they can do. You've seen them save the day. So now you're just seeing them save the day over and over again. Yeah, and in the real world, it may be real important every day for that same, for those people. And you're a wimpy dog. Come on, Sam. He really doesn't like fireworks at all. But yeah, again, as an audience, the hero saves the day is fun. It's simple. But it's always the same story. Every one of those stories is the same, ultimately, where the only person who has a chance to grow are the people being saved. Because they've come face to face with life and death, and such is life. You know, I had a moment of clarity, I stopped doing the bad thing, I do the good thing, whatever it is. But again, you know, you take Batman, he's done it so much. He's not going to look in the eyes of somebody he saved and goes, oh, now I've changed my tune about my mission. I saw that little girl's eyes. That's why we all rightfully so laughed and laughed at the whole Martha thing. Like, I can't, honestly, if it had been like, you know, year one Batman, year one Superman, I could see like that working maybe. But this is Batman that's, you know, been grizzled and hardened and Robin's dead and who knows what he's done. And he's going there to murder. And now here's Martha. It's like, no, he's not going to have any character growth. He's grown. Eventually we always just become who we are. I said it takes a real master to do something like The Old Man and Sea, where you have, you know, an older character that has an arc at least. All right, dog, keep sniffing. Sam, come on. This is somebody setting down lawn, you dick. I don't want to deal with your paw getting stuck or something. So anyways, all this comes back to Preacher in that because Preacher is a story more than a character, I found myself impatient, I guess, with the origin, because I know there's more to come. I know there's a more story, there's more arcs, there's more things I want to see happen. The beginning there is kind of, it isn't all that exciting. What made Preacher great is all the fun stuff. And now that I feel like they've established, they've built their world, now it's great. I feel like they're really coming into their own more and more. They're, you know, finding their humor, they're getting the right balance there. There's a little bit of mystery. There are a couple things that don't make a ton of sense. I don't assume anything anymore. DTA Rock. That's don't trust, but trust in the scene. My main biggest question is simply, how is Eugene in hell? It just doesn't fit. It's a cute enough story, but you know, it's a Eugene go to hell with the voice of God, but the voice of God just commands people to do things. But if they can't do it, they can't do it. They might keep trying. But Eugene can't, like, go to hell. You can't make that happen. Outside of having to kill himself, but it was more involved than that, apparently. Because even then, that wouldn't really be, you know, naturally him going to hell. So I want that sorted out. But otherwise, what you doing, Doug? You tired? Yeah, I know. We're both fat. I know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm really rambling about. You know how I get. No, not here. There might be people there. Even though I always pick up after my dog. After I get him spayed and neutered. Imagine meeting somebody. You're going to be my best friend forever. Right after I cut off your balls. He cut off his fucking balls. Withholds food. Shit. Withholds food. Poop in somebody's yard. Oh, that's really awful, Sam. Come on. Come on. I know. I like how I stopped talking. Like, that's going to make any difference. Everybody, yeah, come on. Yeah. Once you get it upright. I had a fucking bit going, too. Damn it, dog. I don't even know where the fuck it was. I thought it worked. It's going to be my piece de resistance. And now instead it became Mike awkwardly stands quietly as he watches his dog defecate in someone's yard. And then doesn't pick it up. Although, even if I had someone to pick it up with, I don't know if I would have. Not for those type, not because I'm a total asshole. Excuse me. Because it was all kind of mushy. I don't know. When I walk by on the other side of the street, yep, adjacent to me would be, let's say, a nice young family, attractive women. I hate myself enough that I don't even pretend like that. I even care. I wouldn't dare try that. I just walk a dog now. Wait for my time to die. And when that day comes, well, I'll be the one blaring my seven guns. The wee moment in the chip. Go goodbye to lots of shine. Uh-oh, there's a dog. You're just going to have to behave yourself. Because if you don't, I'm going to get rid of your face. And they're all looking at me because they got a dog and so do I. And now I got to make it look like I'm that crazy guy. And I might be a little out of my mind. What do you guys want me to talk about? I like I'm doing this as if it's like a live broadcast and I'm getting feedback. It's only 14 fucking minutes. What the fuck? Boy, I'm getting to really brilliant ideas quicker now. Nope, come on. No, MMA, I did Preacher. Yeah, so I'm liking it. I think the season's fun. I don't even think you need to watch the first season. I forgot the first season even happened. I just really like this season a lot. Let's go on the internet. And, let's go to Drudge. Let's see what old Drudge's got for me to talk about. Besides a dog trying to poop. Oh, John McCain might be dead. Probably not, but they're doing surgery on them. And ironically enough, John McCain is having surgery, and therefore they're not holding a vote, I guess, on the bill, on the new health care bill. There's some doctor right now. He's sitting there, and he's having some moment where his head is going, maybe if I kill him, maybe I'll be a hero. Maybe this will change everything. But of course, that presupposes this doctor would like universal health care. But it would be kind of funny if he was, some Bernie supporter, this surgeon, and he didn't get vetted or whatever. He's like, just have to make the slightest little move. Nobody would see it. Just a subtle nick. People wouldn't even necessarily see it right away. Could take a day to clot out. And I'll save this all. I wonder if that got reported to the Secret Service, if I would get talking to. I would think not, because how can you really call that a threat, given that I'm not a surgeon? Plus, that'd be a really odd thing, but... odd thing. There you go, Mike. There's your brilliant fucking soliloquy you're embarking on here. It's a soliloquy monologue, I don't know. Nine killed by flash flooding in Arizona. All right. China has hypermuscular test tube dogs. Say what you will about China. And as the chairman of the nonpartisan anti-Chinese league, and also the chairman of the fire brigade, president of the nonpartisan, president of the fire brigade. Obviously, I don't like the Chinese. But I feel like China is uniquely qualified to take the world forward on some shit, because they're completely fucking amoral to immoral. And, like, the culture doesn't lend itself to traditional morals anyways. I don't mean this that Chinese people are immoral, but Confucianism, which is really the predominant philosophical underpinning in the East, does tend to tread in more deference to authority than you would find in the West, for example. But more, we just think of the Chinese right now with the communist government running things. They're not going to stand for Islamic terrorism. They're just not. You call them a bigot, they're going to be like, we don't care. You say, you're Islamophobic, they go, fine, fuck you. Fine. Like, we already are trying to literally take over the Catholic Church in China. You think we're going to really be concerned if you think we don't like Muslims too? Sure, right, they can join the list of people we pretend are something, but really everyone knows Big Mama China is in charge. That's what they call their government there. Big Brother is Big Mama China in Chinese. And also, so they're not going to worry about that shit. And things like, they're developing super steroid dogs and stuff. They're going to be a lot closer to Mengele shit than we are. And it's a bit of a human rights violation, of course. It's not really very cool. Their slavery-based economy, pretty shitty, and would make a lot of people do a double take, and they go, hey, I guess maybe United States isn't truly slavery. But I think there is stuff that we learn from bad shit. I think a lot of medicine throughout history was just some asshole poking around at an Irishman or a lady or a child or whatever and just doing horrific shit. And I don't even think that they was malicious. I think they really genuinely thought, we got to learn more. This is how you learn. We're trying things. Who the fuck knows? Now, nowadays, we in the West, we have morals prevented from doing things for good reason. I'm not going to argue against prohibition on testing people without their knowledge. But if you do remove all that and you can become Mengele, I'm sure there's shit that we learned from all those experiments. Like, you think of, the Stanford test. I've referenced a couple times in this podcast of late. With the, Yale. I'm sorry. Fucking Yale. Not Stanford. Yale. Where, they shock the people. But nobody ever really gets shocked. You see how people defer to authority, blah, blah, blah. Well, we'd never be able to do that anymore. Because we go, that's you can't, dude, that's fucked up. You're going to really fuck with people if they have that on their conscience. You're not just seeing how far people go. You're basically letting people know you have the capacity to be a Nazi. So we can't do that anymore. And again, I get it. We really shouldn't be harming people without their knowledge. And some things you can't do if they have knowledge. But we would have lost that piece of knowledge somehow. On some level, I think we would have been stifled a bit. But we weren't then, so now we know. And so I'm just saying, you know, the Chinese, because of their yellow skin and thus yellow nature, they don't feel the same restrictions that we do, and therefore they can do evil things, and then the hook noses can come through and help them organize their books. And then my people just show up and fucking take it from everybody because we win wars, motherfuckers. We are the fittest. Survival of the fittest, motherfuckers. We can breed, and we win all the wars. We just took whatever land we wanted. Oh, are you here right now, Indians? Sorry, you're dead. Hey, Africans, we're just going to take you and doom. You're dead. I don't really know if this is totally true, but that is kind of the corollary when people are talking about how Whitey does all these things. It's like, well, maybe that's because our one innate skill is winning wars. We may not be the biggest and fastest and smartest or whatever, but fuck it, man. The white man, we know how to win fucking wars. So maybe we should be like all the war heroes in movies. Like when the fucking aliens show up, you're all going to look at Whitey. You're like, come on, you got to save us. We're going to be like, damn right. Here's what we're going to do. No more trainees in the army. And people go, that's really insensitive. And somebody else goes, shut up, they're going to save our lives. You got to let the meatheads do something for once. We're like, okay. And then the meatheads will save the day. And we'll all realize that that's really great and happy for a little bit. And then we go, oh, fuck, the meatheads are running shit. I like football too, but, you know, movies are more. I like movies too. And yeah, you know, I know it sounds kind of gay, but no, I do like poetry and abstract art. I think Jackson Pollock is a genius, and I worship everything from E.E. Cummings. Oh, and I named my first son Andy and my second son Warhol. Anyways, people, that's the show. I think my neighbors are doing the dinner. So come inside here, dog. And that's that. I don't know how this goes out. Whatever it does is when it does. And I'll be back soon this weekend with Matt. Until then, I remain your humble host for MMA and stuff and whatever. Say it to one and all. Good fight. Good night. Et au revoir, mes amis. Come on, Sam. Sam.
Aggressively, we all defend the role we play. Regrettably, times come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about.
We hope you enjoy your stay. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day. We hope you enjoy your stay. Outside the sun is shining, seems like heaven ain't far away. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mike Coughlin for HalfGuarded.com. If anybody's actually listening to this part, I'll be surprised. But I realized, as a practicing attorney, I should probably mention somewhere, like they do in the movies, the motion pictures, that everything you've heard is exclusive copyright and trademark and every other legal designation permitted within the United States or any other good country. HalfGuarded.com owns everything you just heard. Nobody else does. If they stole it from us, I will find you, and I will kill you, because I have a special set of skills. Also, anybody that's listening to this, email mike@halfguarded.com. I've never really used email, but I can get shit from it. If you've actually heard this, I'm not kidding, I will send you $5 via PayPal. I'm really curious to see if anybody in the world will ever fucking hear this. Five fucking dollars for somebody. I'll probably do it for everybody that listens, unless it gets out of control, and then I'll just delete this part. But until that time comes, everything you heard is property of the HalfGuarded.com website. Bye. Oh, and yes, I'm aware that putting in a copyright thing at the end of a podcast where I've probably stolen music from somebody else is weird, but I promise to pay those artists if they ever request it. HalfGuarded.com. Go!